All right, it's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my man is stuck in the 70s. Dear Stephen Shirley, my problem is more of a situation. I've been dating this wonderful man for 16 months. He is great in every way, except for the fact that he seems to be stuck in the 70s. He's 52 and I am 34. During our conversations, he says things like, "Can you dig it?" and "solid." At first it was amusing, but now it's downright irritating. When I try to talk to him about it, he says the 70s were his best memories and when he had the most fun. I was born in 1980, so I can't relate to the 70s at all. We went out of town last weekend and he kept calling the white hotel clerk Youngblood. Yeah. I just about died. I kept reminding him that we are in 2014. His prized possession is a 1974 El Camino that he is restoring, and lately it dominates our conversations. He even has Soul Train episodes on DVD, and when we watch them, he'll say, "I remember that dance," or "My old girlfriend wore that hairstyle." He has a great job, a nice home, is a good father to his 24-year-old son, and is wonderful in every other way. But his 70s talk is really putting me off. Shirley, how can I get my man out of the 70s and into the millennium? Signed, not a 70s babe.
Come on, Shirley, here.
I really don't know if he's gonna change because from your letter, he's deep off into the 70s stuff. He really is. And you know you can't change a man. You cannot. You can't do that. You're 34. You want to live in the moment. You want to do young stuff. You want to turn up and all of that. But here's some questions. Does he have a computer? Does he have a cell phone? Does he have an iPad? What about cable? I just have to ask those things. If not, he's really stuck. Well, I'll say this. You called him a wonderful man more than once in this letter. Okay? He's a good father, you said. And you said he has a great job. So even though he looks and acts like Shaft and Superfly, he's still a good man. So yeah. I just say don't throw a good man away because of that. That's my advice to you, okay? You got to try to, you know, bring him around to your way of thinking, but gradually. Steve?
Yeah. Cat, come on.
What?
What we got here?
What's up? What? Hey, what? Hold on.
What's
up, ladies? Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Pimpin.
What's up with you, girl?
I didn't expect you to be here, Pimpin.
But I had this letter. I had to move on it. You did?
Oh, you were listening?
I had to bring it. You know, hey, Tommy, what's happening, man?
What's up, Pimpin? How you doing, boy?
All right. Well, hey, what's up, Chocolate?
What's happening, Pimpin?
I don't never forget you.
All right,
Hershey's is my favorite. You understand what I'm saying?
What'd you say, Pimpin?
I said Hershey's is my favorite.
Chocolate,
I went
baby.
To Hershey, Pennsylvania one time.
Oh, yeah.
Fell in love all over again. I said, I know that's right. Hey, let me go and help this young thing out. First of all, you know, you say your man seemed to be like he's stuck in his 70s. Mm-hmm. He's 52. Where else he gonna be stuck? Precious, come on.
Precious.
He was in 1970. The 70s was pop. He ain't stuck in the 70s. He is the 70s. You know, somebody slapped me. During our conversation, he says things like, "Can you dig it?" What he supposed to say? Can you dig it? I mean, the question is, can you? You know, can you dig it? You know, feel me. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's go on saying. That's popping, you know what I'm saying? And then he say, "Solid." What he supposed to say? Well, solid is nice. What you want? He supposed to say, "Not cracked up." That's what's wrong with your generation now. You an 80s baby. You a crack baby. See, that's what's wrong with you. You need to have been more solid. Solid. Get you some wine. Some Annie Green Spring. Some Wild Irish Rose. Some Richards. You know, get you some Manischewitz. You know, put something in your life. You know, put some Thunderbird off in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
should have
been all this crack. Y'all in the 80s. Crack. Crack is whack. You heard, Whitney.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.